Adam is here with all the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Ryanair has reported a profit after tax of 211 million euro for the 3 months to the end of December. That's a significant turnaround on the 96 million euro loss reported in the same period of 2021, as passenger numbers rose 24% and revenue grew by 57%. Neil Sorahan is Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair. He joins me on the line now. Neil, that figure, it's double the profit that was made in the same pre-COVID quarter in 2019. So a huge turnaround really for you. How much of it though is because you simply charge customers more?
Well, I think a big element of it, Adam, is actually the fact that we carry 24% more customers. Yes, we did generate 14% higher fares than pre-COVID, but there's huge demand out there at the moment to travel. I think our operational resilience from the summer, where we were the first airline to get back up in the skies and very reliably, has also played into people's thought process when they came to book for Christmas. And indeed, bookings are robust at the moment into Easter and the summer.
You do mention the fact that you're quite quick in your recovery, quicker than a lot of other airlines, which has helped your growth. You do warn that there's a risk, though, that delivery of new Boeing 737s could slip behind what's planned, and that's obviously key for your future expansion. Does it mean that some of the new services you've already announced for the coming months could end up being shelved if Boeing slips again?
Well, I think in fairness, Boeing have improved their production processes over the past couple of months, where we're seeing aircraft coming in on a more regular basis. There is a risk that maybe four or five of the 124 aircraft that we hope to have on the Game Changers this summer may be a little bit late coming in. But we're comfortable with the capacity that we have. We've launched 230 new routes, so we've 2,450 routes this summer on 3,200 daily flights, and we're comfortable that we'll be able to deliver that. We took on another leased aircraft pre-Christmas, 737, and we've extended out our A320 Airbus leases as well. So we're targeting 185 million passengers next year, which would be a 10% increase on the 168 million that we delivered in the current year.
One of the other big pinch points we saw last year was, of course, security issues at airports, including Dublin Airport. Are you worried about the readiness of airports to handle high volumes of passengers this year?
I think airports, in fairness, stepped up their game into the summer. They had a very bad start in April and May of last year, but things improved radically over the summer. We had very good operational performance from our airport partners into the midterm breaks and Christmas, and we've had all of our key airport partners and handling partners in recently confirming that they're happy with the staffing levels into next summer. The one area where I would be somewhat concerned is more on the air traffic control side. The French and the German air traffic controllers in particular continue to have issues, and that may continue into the summer, but the airports themselves appear to be well staffed ahead of summer 23.
You talk in your results as well about the enormous growth opportunities from the collapse of rival airlines. Do you see an opportunity at Belfast City Airport from the collapse of Flybe?
Well, we've announced a new base out of Belfast International this summer. That's on the back of the UK government halving the air passenger duty taxes. So, you know, we've already put capacity in there. We have been running rescue flights for Flybe, but I think where we'll be able to most help is providing jobs for the Flybe staff.
Yeah, 270
are now out of work.
277 workers, would you have jobs for all of them if they were looking?
Well, we're already actively recruiting, so we're happy to take in their pilots, albeit on a different aircraft type, and train them up. We're happy to take more cabin crew in the UK, and equally engineers and office staff. So we've put the channels up there for them to apply, and have been active over the weekend, making that available to them.
Neil Sorahan, Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair. Thank you for that.